Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, and you got my tag team partner in crime as well, Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways, people. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we had upsets once again in college football. The Ohio State goes down to Michigan. It got ugly. It was not pretty. It was bad to see. Bad for college sports. Bad for sports in general. But that's what you get when you get rivalries. And then on the other hand, my man Mike Wilson is down in Tucson watching ASU just roll up on U of A. And nothing like that happened at that game other than a team getting their butts handed to them. But tons going on in the sports world, Mike Wilson. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I am beautiful. I am back up in the Santan Valley from last night. But it was a great day for college football in terms of the upsets. I agree with you, the planting of the flags, all that kind of stuff. You got to win better and you got to lose better as well. I will absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, just bad all around, bad look all around. I get the emotions, I understand, but do it classic, people. Speaking of classic, we got to take a break. We'll be back on the other side with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We're going to get our puck fix in real quickly. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sport Weekend Edition.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We will try to track down our professor of sports, John Poulter. If we do get him, obviously we will switch gears and we'll talk NHL hockey as soon as possible. But look, man, let's get right into the college football, Mike Wilson. You were at a game between U of A and ASU. Not much of a game. It was like, literally, is this a good way to put it? No, here, listen to me, man. Is this a good way to put it? It was basically a showcase for ASU. This was like, if you need to put out a tape on yourself, I think that they could have used this game extremely well for that. Cam Scataboo was doing his thing. The wide receiver, Tyson, was doing his thing. The quarterback, Levitt, was doing his thing. The defense was doing their thing. Coach Kenny was chill and calm, which I like to see. That was literally textbook, bro. That was textbook. And here's what I'm going to say, okay? Because when you're playing for something and you actually go out there and you do what they did versus – a different team playing for something. Let's just make the example here, okay? The University of Miami. Well, what'd they have in front of them? They had Syracuse, okay? And look, man, I'm not saying Syracuse isn't a good football team. But again, that this was an opportunity for the mighty U, who's ranked fifth in the country, sixth in the country, whatever it is, to go there and stomp on this team, right? And then you have the likes of ASU, who they're not supposed to be here. Like let's put it in freaking perspective, right? Okay? They're not supposed to be here. They're not supposed to be doing what they're doing, but they do. And they go out there, man, and every single week I will give credit where credit is due. Every single week they go out there, Mike, and they look like they're having fun, number one. Number two, they're on a mission, and they go out there and they kick some serious ass, man. Like they just ball out and they play for each other. So I'll tell you what, I'm not huge on what happened with Kenny D at ASU at that game against BYU, but I'll give him all the credit in the world for how well prepared he has that team every single Saturday, Mike. And you know what? They go out and they play hard for each other. They play hard for the coaches. They play hard for the university. They play hard for everybody. And I'll tell you what, I can appreciate that. So I'm giving credit where credit is due. They had this right in front of them, and they just went and they jumped all over it, bro. Credit where credit is due.
Absolutely. Credit is where credit is due with Kenny Dillingham and his staff. Andy, when you sit in press conferences with Kenny and he is showing just that unbridled enthusiasm, he's talking about his guys. He doesn't like to take the credit for what he's done. He puts it all back on the players. You can see the players have bought into what he's selling. You can see that the players love being around this guy. I mean, let's face it, he's the youngest coach, head coach in Division I football, I believe. So he's, relatively speaking, I mean, you and I are, you know, we're somewhat over the hill, I would say. but those kids are relatively close to his age, and that enthusiasm that he had rubs off on those players, and they will run through a wall for this guy. They talk about the culture, the players talk about the culture changing. Sam Levitt talks about it. Cam Scadaboo talked about it. Jordan Tyson, who unfortunately broke his collarbone in the game last night, talks about it all the time. You talk to any player, and they're going to run through the wall for head coach Kenny Dillingham. And this and Andy, this kind of talk was the talk during the summer, when the heat is on in the Valley of the Sun and they're sweating it out and they're grinding and stuff. They still talked about what Coach Dillingham means to them and the culture that he's bringing, the culture that is changing. So I think last night was a culmination of everything. And when they got out quick to that 14-0 lead, I mean, dude, they're out 14-0 and there's like only 6 or 7 minutes had gone by off the clock. I'm sitting there just wondering, man, this, I mean, it's kind of getting away from U of A here. Unless they do something, they didn't do anything, and it went south in a hurry. Sam Levitt, the quarterback who they will have for at least 2 years, if not 3 more years, in the program, was 17 of 22, 291 yards. 3 touchdowns, no picks. He was efficient, man. He just showed efficiency. And then what do you say about the campus legend that is Cam Scadaboo? I mean, the guy just goes out and balls. He had 177 yards rushing. He had 185 yards of total offense from the line of scrimmage. He is the heart and soul of that program right now. And it is a joy to watch, because Andy, I've been doing this and you've been doing this for a long time. We haven't seen this kind of enthusiasm around the ASU football program in a hell of a long time. I don't even think I've seen this since I've lived in the Valley of the Sun. So yeah, all you Sun Devil fans out there, and you're one of them, grab on to Coach Kenny in this program, because he's doing something. And by saying that, I got one more thing. There's a bunch of writers back east that they're speculating on who's going to replace Ryan Day, and Dillingham's name is coming up. But I sit there and look at that and like, he ain't going anywhere. There ain't no way he's going anywhere, because he's a Sun Devil. He grew up here. He went to Chaparral High. He's an ASU alum. Like, this, for him, I think this is his dream job.
Yeah,
quite honestly. So, you know, it's It's all right there for the Sun Devil fans to latch onto and just ride this out. You know, and look, people, if you want to go and see what it was like, go to the Dorfon Sports Facebook page, man. There's plenty of content. I just uploaded something 2 minutes before going on the air. Scataboo dude is hanging out, slapping fives with the crowd, signing autographs, the whole thing. Last night, go to Dorfon Sports Facebook page. You'll see it all.
Look, man. And you did a fantastic job, by the way, with all of the content from Saturday's action. So kudos to you. Kudos to Zach for taking some great pictures, good shots all around. Look, ASU was up 21-0. And in a, let me give you the game time, actual game time, because I was watching it. Less than 17 minutes, okay? Less than 17 minutes of actual game time. It was like 16 minutes and 28 seconds or something like that. They're up 21 to nothing before anybody knew what hit at U of A. And quite frankly, I did expect ASU to go out and have one hell of a football game. So not surprise or shock. I know we got callers, and when we come back from the break, we will get to you people. 1-800-878-7529. I know MISM is on the line waiting. So we will get to you, brother. Just didn't want to bring you on for 30 seconds or whatever as soon as I saw that the call was there. But tons to talk about in college football. So we'll continue this discussion on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, Don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, let's do this. Let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with probably a very disgruntled, sad, emotional MISM. Look, we know this guy pretty well. We know him extremely well, almost as well as we could say. Like, the guy's like a brother. But the truth is, he's not. But we know how he wears his emotions on his sleeves about his sports and his teams. And Mike Wilson and I both know that he is a Miami alum. And Miami, like I was saying in the intro, and like I was saying about them during our college football discussion so far, they had an opportunity to go there and gobble up on the Syracuse Orangemen. They didn't do that. They lost the game. So, without further ado, MISM, how you feeling today, brother? How you feeling?
Well, the hammy's healing. Doing my best.
Good way to
I'm
start.
I'm hobbling
man.
Along.
Good way to start. That was good. Like, good way to start, man. The hammy. He talks about his hammy from a week ago. So the hammy is still on the mind. I forgot about the hammy, by the way. So I'm glad to know the hammy's coming around. Miami might have been able to use your healthy hammy yesterday.
The pain meds have been wonderful yesterday. They were really helpful in dealing with it. But let's be honest here. First of all, this is not Dorf on ASU football. This is Dorf on sports. I am sick and tired of all this ASU garbage. Moving on. Miami was destined after last year's debauchery in Georgia Tech with this Cristobal-led team that they weren't going anywhere. And I said to Berkeley Mac, I said, you know, I hope Miami, I know they were going to lose once, if not twice this year. I just hope it was against Cal to boost that program. And to you know, they should have lost against Cal. There were a bunch of games. This team was not the team. This team was to do greatness. This team was about Cam Ward coming back and retooling himself to position himself to be a better pro. And hopefully, if that's the success of that team, I'm fine. Am I disappointed? Yes. But I think, I don't know if you talked about it because I tuned in a little late, but the biggest disappointment has to be the Ohio mistake. I mean, of all of the losses, and sure, it won't kick them out of the playoff, but it has to be the most devastating, stinging loss of all of them because you drop now four in a row, and this last one at home in the shoe to a ridiculously depleted Michigan team. Why? Because Harbaugh left so late that they didn't have any options to get into NIL and couldn't recruit, and the team has been decimated. Sure, they may come back. It's Michigan football, but it's going to take a while. And to lose to that team at home is an absolute disgrace. And then having Michigan and Ohio State make the old Notre Dame-Miami Catholics and convicts conflict turn into the absolute narcissist versus the conceited, and you can pick which team is which because they're interchangeable. Please,
right,
give me a break and let them plant the flag. They've done it before. That's part of the tradition. Pepper spray? Come on. Don't ever tell me about Miami being a bunch of convicts again. You're the biggest thugs in college football on display in the Big Ten at the shoe. Ohio State showed their true colors of who the mistake really is. And that's all they are, is one big mistake.
You know, hey, let me jump in real quick. I was watching the end of that game. By the way, I got back in time from walking my dog because the two of you guys were giving me a hard time about that. But I ain't mad at you because obviously we had a little three-way text going on yesterday with MISM, and I said, look, I'm walking my dog before the real game today, which was ASU playing U of A, which wound up not being a real game. But let me just make this point. Ryan Day, I wonder where the hell that guy was in general when all of this was going on. And then they show him at one point, and he's talking to a player, and he goes, what's going on? Like, dude, you have to be a little bit more aware of what is going on in a game like that, with a game that means so much to you and your university. Right. So I think that Ryan Day failed miserably, bro. He failed miserably. But with that being said, I hear what you're saying about both of these teams. And I think that the blame falls on both of them, man. I look, Michigan won the game, but did they have to go out and do what they did, which was try to put their flag in the ground? Look, Baker Mayfield did it once, like, and we didn't learn our lesson from that. I'm sorry, but I see wrong with both of these teams, okay? It's one right. thing to be excited. It's one thing to be happy. It's one thing to gloat, okay? Like, you can gloat to a certain degree, but doing that is going above and beyond, man. It's uncalled for. It's not a good look. It's just bad all around, man. I'm sorry. It's just bad. If you have kids watching that game and they see that kind of behavior, they think it's okay, and it's flat out not okay. So I understand the rivalry. I understand how big the game was, but I don't understand how those emotions rolled over so badly on the field, and everybody got to see it. So, like, I think it was bad all around. And then the comparison with ASU, my friend, look, I'm sorry, but ASU is legitimately a decent football team now, and you have to give credit where credit is due. They were not supposed to be this good, MISM. They were supposed to win 5 or 6 freaking games, okay? They doubled that, bro.
At
so you have to give credit where credit is due. And then you also have to, you know, beat up on teams like Michigan and Ohio State for how they handled situations. Look, it wasn't good. It was bad. I don't exactly know what happened in the North Carolina State game, but I also heard that there was big issues in that game too. Look, rivalries are rivalries, okay? And I'll give it this: it's good that the rivalries and the bad blood are still there, but ultimately, man, you have to win with dignity and you have to lose with dignity. And I don't think either one, Michigan and or Ohio State, were able to do that, which is unfortunate. And like I said, millions and millions of people got to witness that.
Which is exactly correct, because those universities don't understand dignity. And that's what I've been telling you about the Ohio mistake from day one. And finally, you're now listening. They have no idea what dignity is. As much as you want to call Miami a bunch of convicts, there is a certain sense of dignity there. And there was a way of championship. And when they lost, they lost. There was never, ever rumble at the shoe. Please, there was never a rumble at the Orange Bowl. Please, this is a narcissistic, just a disgraceful institution that should be called out and say who the thugs they really are. The Ohio mistake.
All right, so let's move on real quickly. Clemson is done. Is that correct, Mike Wilson? Clemson would be out now. Yes. So that makes it me think that Alabama is going to sneak in. Am I correct?
That's my way of thinking with this, is that Clemson's out. Alabama is still borderline to me. I got a 3-loss. I mean, we all three know that people from the SEC, the powers that be, are having some backroom conversations with the committee. To try and slide an Alabama, a 3-loss Alabama team in. And I think if they let an Alabama in, a three-loss Alabama SEC team in, that's just going to perpetuate what everybody kind of thinks is that the SEC get the pass when it comes to getting in the 4-team playoff and now the 12-team playoff. So we'll see what happens. I still think Alabama is kind of borderline in getting in, and we'll have to see what happens with these championship games next weekend.
Okay, but let me ask you this, Mike.
Let me ask.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Mike, how about this? 3-loss Alabama, 2-loss Miami. Who gets the 12th spot?
Oh, I'd give it to Miami.
Let me ask you guys both something then, because you're making a good point, but my point is this. Look, Alabama, even with their 3 losses, brothers, I got to tell you something. They're better than Tulane, who is at 17, and they're 9-2. I think A-State, somehow, some way, they're going to be like, I don't know, 14 maybe, 13 coming into the next rankings, yeah. Right? So they're going to be borderline. I think Clemson will be out. Boise State might move up a little. Indiana might move up a little. Look, the bottom line is, man, there's a lot to be discussed here. And there's a lot right. to figure out, ultimately. I hear the music. Hey, stick with us through the break, MISM. We'll continue this discussion about the top 12 now on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We got MISM. That's Mitch in Santa Monica. For those that don't know, I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us all here on the Dorf on Sport. It's weekend edition. Keep it close.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruise or land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruise or land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Got some new information just obviously about the college playoff. That we all kind of were doing a little homework there, at least MISM and Dorf on Sports were doing a little homework there during the break. I did see that ASU has cracked the top 12. And then MISM just sent us maybe a little preview of what's to come with the schedule. Is that final, MISM? No.
We still have the championship games. Which could stall a lot more.
Okay,
so this is just a predictor.
Okay, so the predictor has Notre Dame playing ASU. The predictor has Penn State playing Indiana, Ohio State playing Tennessee, and then Texas playing Miami. So interesting, and you know what? That's wow. I'll tell you what, I like that draw for Arizona State University, to be honest with you. Watching what USC was able to do against Notre Dame on Saturday, I know they didn't win the football game, but they put up points, obviously, on Notre Dame. And it was a one-score game very late in that game. If that's how it were to turn out, would you be excited about that, MISM?
The only thing that doesn't excite me is if the draw is like that, it puts Georgia at number two, and I'm just thinking to myself, there were three opportunities or maybe more in which Georgia would have lost to Georgia Tech last night, or on Saturday night, which by far was one of the greatest football games that I've watched in a long time. And I just wonder what would have happened if a three-loss Georgia doesn't make the SEC championship game. And waddles into this tournament. What would that happen? I think Georgia beating Georgia Tech actually then saves the butts of Miami and possibly Arizona State, depending on how things all shake out. I think it's fascinating. But in terms of entertainment value, I love a Notre Dame ASU, a Penn State Indiana, Ohio State Tennessee, and a Texas Miami first round games. As far as entertainment value, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean,
fantastic.
Mike, what say you if the predictor is right? What say you about right. those potential matchups?
Oh, like I think if Arizona was to draw Notre Dame, they would certainly look at that USC tape and see where they could attack, and they'd most likely be able to. To score some points on Notre Dame. Playing in Notre Dame Stadium might be a little intimidating for this young group of Sun Devils as well. That can play a factor. But I think if this predictor ends up being what they're showing here, I'm down. Like I think it would be good football. I think it'd be appointment television. I do think that, you know, when you look at Texas versus Miami and then the winner gets Boise State, there's going to be a lot of people in Texas going, oh, okay, if we dispose of the Canes, we're going to get a group of five champ, you know, and they'll be looking their chops at that. Don't sleep on Boise State, I'm telling you. And Ash and Genty. I mean, still to me, Genty is still the Heisman. Give the guy the Heisman, for crying out loud. But if this is what it is, sure, I can see that. A lot may depend on the Big Ten championship between Penn State and the Ducks. And like Mitch said, I mean, this is This is just a predictor. This we're not saying that this is going to happen or anything like that. But if this does come to fruition, I think we'll have some great matchups in the playoffs.
All right, so looking at the games next week, guys, okay, so UNLV does play Boise State, like you were just alluding to. Both those teams are top 25ers, which, but Boise State obviously right. in the national championship mix. Tulane playing Army. Tulane can only hurt themselves when you think about it. Iowa State playing Arizona State. Look, the path is clear. Whoever wins that game is getting in. Whoever loses is right. obviously out in the cold. Georgia playing Texas. I don't know if it matters who wins that game, I'll be honest with you. But obviously for seeding purposes, it will. Penn State playing Oregon, similar situation. I'm sorry, but both those teams are getting in. And then Clemson playing SMU. That's big for SMU. And obviously I think that potentially is big for Clemson.
Big for Clemson.
Yeah, so right. still, like, to Mitch's point, still a lot to be decided, even next week with those championship games. But to a certain point and a certain degree, the path is extremely clear for certain squads. If they go out and handle their business, they're in, and most notably, my Arizona State Sun Devils. Again, just pretty amazing. Okay, so let me ask you this. You mentioned it a little earlier. You were talking about Cam Scataboo, and I just want to get your real take, right. and Mitch, yours as well. As far as the Heisman goes, there's got to be something to get him in that room, because allegedly he's not in that room yet. With that being said, if he has a huge game in the Big 12 championship, is there any way in hell that they keep Cam Scataboo out of that room, Mike Wilson?
If he goes out and he's legitimately within reach of the all-time Sun Devil rushing record by Eno Benjamin. He's a couple hundred yards out, 225 yards out. If he goes out and has a game like that, I don't see how you can't put him in the room. Now, does he win the Heisman? Probably not. But he deserves to be in the room with the Cam Wards, the Ashton Gentes, the Travis Hunters. Like he in my book, after seeing him play personally all year and how this guy handles his business, this is a guy you want in the room. He's everything that Heisman Trophy is and should be about, is a guy like Cam Scataboo. But he needs to have a big game against Iowa State to get him in that room with the other guys that are being considered.
Mitch, your guy Cam Ward for Miami, obviously he'll be in that room. Look, you said it earlier in the program about Miami, this, that, and the other, but it was really about Cam Ward and helping him with his draft stock. Obviously he's done that. Do you think he's done enough to win the Heisman?
No, absolutely not. I think what Travis Hunter has done is remarkable, playing both sides of the ball, and the guy's an absolute beast, and he's got the ultimate PR machine in a coach. And you know what? Great for him. Great for the Buffs. Great for Coach Prime. Great for college football that we have a player like that. So you know, I look at it as like, why even be in the room? Why even be in the room? I mean, I get it. All right, I was a finalist, but you know what? Well, it just boils down to there's one player this year above all the rest, and that's Travis Hunter at University of Colorado.
Look, to your point, the kid is unbelievable. Plays defense, plays offense. I think that's the type of kid that could win it every single year when you think about it, because it's such a luxury. And it's very unique, his skill set. So I think, to your point, he could win. A player like him could win it every single year. I think personally I think what Genty's done is incredible at Boise State. To me, that's the guy that I would pick. And look, I don't think we can go wrong when you really think about what we're talking about here, because they all have performed extremely well. But again, I look at two guys, Cam Scataboo and Ashton Genty, for honestly, like, these are two programs that nobody expected them to be where they're at. Whether you want to say Miami or not, MISM, Miami does have a rich tradition of football. Yes, it's been gone for a while, but we know about the U. We know about Miami. Arizona State coming on the scene this year is just completely out of the woodwork. And a huge reason for that is Cam Scataboo. And the same thing for Boise State. The huge reason for them is their running back and all of what he's done all season long. Personally, Mike, I think you got to have both of those guys in the room, and I really hope that Cam goes out there and plays one hell of a football game in the Big 12 championship, and he gets that spot that he deserves so badly, to me personally. I and again, you know, I am an ASU guy, so it does hit me a little bit more near and dear, but I'm also very objective about this. If they didn't have Cam Scataboo and what he did all season long, because we saw the couple games that he didn't play, I think that's another part of this. Think about the games that the great players didn't play, if that happened for other teams. Like, ASU was not the same team without Cam Scataboo. Is that fair, Mike?
Oh, that goes without saying. They are not the same team. They don't have that sense. When Scataboo is in there, Andy, and you can speak to this as well, because you notice this stuff too, and I'm sure Mitch does too. When your heart and soul of your team is not there, there is something missing. There's not the same vibe on the team, and the doubt can creep in. When Scataboo was there, those players looked to him for leadership. They looked to him to lead them where they want to go. And he has a very infectious personality that the other players like. And I know that when he's not there, like I said, when he's not there, it isn't the same ASU team. So for him to stay healthy is a huge, huge thing for the team. Because if he was injured going to this Big 12 title game next weekend in Dallas, there would be some doubt, I'm sure, in some of these players' minds and certainly the fans' minds on whether or not they could win this game or not.
Hey, let me ask both of you this before we jump out of here for this hour. We wanted chaos. We got chaos. I think that even with 12 teams, we're still trying to figure out who the top 12 teams really are. And MISM, look, we weren't happy with 4. We wouldn't have been happy with 6. I don't think we're going to be happy with 12. I think eventually this has got to get to 16. What say you?
I think right now, sure, 16 is great. Honestly, this 12, this past weekend, is super exciting. And what's going to happen next weekend, that how it's all going to shake out. The thing is what I don't want to have is the championship games be meaningless. And if you're at 16, basically, everyone who's the runner-up in the championship game will probably get in as well.
Gets in,
and that's why I think that's why we have that different cutoff between 12 and 16. That's the other 4.
Hey,
so
good point.
Let's make the championship meaningful.
Good point. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. MISM, just a quick one, man. Are you coming back for the picks at the 40 of the next hour or what? Well, he's got to think about it, I guess.
You never know. You never know. I may have the lady picker in.
All right. Sounds good. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
How How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
In for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can get at us on the X thing for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro, we spent a ton of time on college football. We had some sort of a mishap with John Poulter. Weren't able to get him in this hour. I'm trying to figure out if we should get him on next hour real quickly to get some puck talk in, or if we've got to scrap it today and just go to the NFL. So anything you got to get off your chest before we are done with this hour, Mike?
You know what? It was great to talk college football as long as we did, and this expanded playoff is doing exactly what you and I want. You get more teams involved, you get more fan bases involved, you get more fans involved in it. It creates excitement. You and I are all about chaos. Bring on the chaos, and it's just going to be fun to see how all this plays out.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, we always want the chaos, right? We got chaos, and we're going to continue to have chaos, even if there were 16 teams. Like, let's just keep it real. There's always going to be questions that we don't have the answers to,
right.
And the committee's going to do what they want to do, and they're going to do it how they want to do it, no matter what, because at the end of the day, we know that they have an agenda, and this just kind of hides their agenda a little bit more, but we'll see how things turn out when the actual top 12 comes to fruition. But hey, go Devils, man. That's all I can say, bro. What a season. What a dream season for my Arizona State Sun Devils. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Hour one in the books, hour two on the horizon. Pretty much all about the NFL, baby. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. The Georgia Bulldogs prevailed against Georgia Tech in an 8 overtime marathon. Georgia failed to score any points in the first half for the first time since 2019. The Bulldogs scored 21 points in the final 8 minutes and 18 seconds, including 2 touchdowns. The Kansas City Chiefs have officially secured their playoff spot for the 10th straight season after their 19-17 victory over the Raiders. They currently sit 11-1 on the record, but 5 of their wins weren't settled until the final snap. The latest from the NBA Cup on the NBA scoreboard, the Knicks defeated the Hornets 99-98. Hawks took the W over the Cavaliers 117-101. Grizzlies win against the Pelicans 121-109. Magic crafting some magic of their own, winning over the Nets 123-100. Timberwolves barely sneaking past the Clippers, winning 93-92. Pistons outplayed the Pacers 130-106. Heat torched the Raptors, winning 121-111. Celtics beat the Bulls on the road 138-129. Lakers lost to the Thunder 101-93. And the Trailblazers host the Kings at home and won 115-106. NFL Week 13 continues with lots of games being played for Sunday's slate. My key matchup is the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Which quarterback and running back duo are better, Saquon and Jalen Hurts, or Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson? That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Responsible. Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. Rivalry Week is here, and we head into the final weekend of the college regular season with a 9-4 play of the week mark. Last week was another winner, but we had to work for it as Auburn raced out to an early lead, only to be lapped by Texas A&M, but the Tigers would prevail in 4 overtimes, and we prevailed as well. This week, we'll head again to another marquee game, but there was a bridesmaid pick with USC +8 over Notre Dame. The game didn't check enough boxes for me, but here's a few notes. While Indiana is being chided for their 50th-ranked strength of schedule, Notre Dame's path to today has been even easier with a strength of schedule ranked at 78th. They traveled from South Bend to Yankee Stadium last weekend and now to Southern California this weekend. This might catch up to them, especially with USC not having left the West Coast since October 19th. Our aforementioned marquee game this week takes one of the mentioned elements, strength strength of schedule into account as we play the Battle of the Palmetto State, with South Carolina visiting Death Valley and Clemson. The Tigers have put together solid numbers entering this tussle, 9-2 overall, 7-1 in the ACC. But here we go again, a 57th-ranked strength of schedule for Clemson. Meanwhile, the Gamecocks' strength of schedule is a healthy 12th in the nation. Clemson has an offensive line that is all beat up versus one of the top five defensive lines in the country with South Carolina. The Gamecocks enter this game at 8-3. They're third in the nation with sacks with 39, and that makes Clemson quarterback Cade Klubnik a key in this matchup. The Tigers' run game is critical, and Klubnik has wheels as well. This game has serious playoff implications for Clemson as they appear to be a bubble team. South Carolina, however, seems to be on the outside looking in. The visitor in this series has covered the last six, and I say make it a lucky seven. South Carolina +3 with the upset at the foot of Howard's Rock. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and it's week 13 of the NFL, baby. It's here. It's upon us. Thursday, three games. Friday, a game. Today, we got 12, baby. We got 12 games to go today. Thursday's action was the following. Let me give it to you. The Chicago Bears go down to the Detroit Lie-Downs, who almost did lie down in that one. And then Eberflus gets fired after the craziness of the last few moments of that game. And quite frankly, I think he handled it absolutely miserably. So when you talk to the media and you tell them you think you handled things great and love the way that the last few seconds of the game went down, dude, get your you-know-what straight, bro, because that was an absolute disaster. Lions win 23-20. The Cowboys, well, they got a win. They beat the Giants, who were playing Drew Locke, as their quarterback. But I did see Andrew Luck, and now he's part of Stanford, which is pretty cool, actually. The Packers, they beat the Dolphins 30-17. And then Friday, the craziness of the Chiefs just continues, Mike Wilson. Another bizarre victory for them, 19-17 over the Raiders. I can't wait to talk NFL football with you this hour, bro. I'm jacked. I know you are, too. So we'll get to a break. We'll come back. We'll start rapping about week 13 in the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
In people, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and you could be part of the program as well at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Devontae Smith, questionable today against the Baltimore Ravens. That's a big game, by the way. Look, I want to go through the docket real quickly, but I do want to get your take from Thursday and Friday's action real quickly as well. Chargers play the Falcons. This is a big one to you right here, brother. Steelers playing the Bengals. That's a big game. Cardinals play the Vikings. That's another big game, to be honest with you. Colts playing the Patriots. Big for the Colts, not so much for the Patriots. Seahawks playing the Jets. Big for the Seahawks, not so much for the Jets. Titans, Commanders. Commanders need a win, bro. They freaking need a win, man.
Big time.
And I'm telling you what, this one's not going to be easy because the Titans' defense is pretty good. Jaden Daniels is a young quarterback. We know how guys can struggle. Texans play the Jaguars. Big game for the Texans. Not so much for the Jaguars. Rams and Saints. Big one for the Rams. Again, Saints, like, really on the outside looking in, so not so huge for them. Buccaneers at the Panthers, huge game for the Buccaneers, really big game for the Buccaneers. Again, not so much for the Panthers. Here's another great game on the docket. Eagles playing the Ravens, obviously Jalen Hurts and Lamar going at it, obviously, and that's my name for him. I call him Lamar, just so you know. Anyways, 49ers playing the Bills in Buffalo. Well, actually, it's New York, but you know what I'm saying. Anyways, that's a tough game for the 49ers. A huge game for the 49ers. A huge game for the Bills. Maybe record-wise, that might be, other than them and like one or two others, Ravens and Eagles, this might be the most important record game going, like as far as the team's records. Browns playing the Broncos, and the Broncos are playing much, much better football with Bo Nix, who, by the way, so funny. I was looking at the odds on him the other day, and you couldn't get the odds because their game was going. And then as soon as they win the game, well, guess what? Bo Nix is now the leader for the Rookie of the Year award. And quite frankly,
You know what?
He deserves it because the first half of the year, you know what? He wasn't great, but he wasn't terrible. And now the Broncos are in the mix. So you got to give him credit where credit is due there.
Right.
A great day of action, my friend. Where do you want to go? Any direction you want to go, where do you want to go?
Look, I mean, we'll just start off with Steelers and Bengals. Steelers and Bengals, big divisional game. Two teams that don't like each other. It's AFC North football. It's going to be cold. God knows if it's only going to be snowy. I mean, what, the Steelers played in a snow globe in their last game, and didn't come out on the winning side of it. They got to turn things around. They got to get this win, because if they go 8-4, the talk is going to be, okay, they feasted on who they feasted on the first part of their schedule. Now the second half of the schedule, which gets tougher with all these divisional games, people may look at them as frauds, you know, if they don't get this win today. So this is a must-win game for Pittsburgh to kind of keep the good mojo going with their season, to go, you know, to get to 9-3. That, you know, Steelers being 9-3, the people that I know that are Steeler fans, they would take that in a heartbeat. So this is a big game for them today.
Let me jump in there real quick, because I see good opportunity for both of these teams today, to be honest with you, man. The Steelers offense isn't very good, but either is the Bengals defense, right? The Steelers defense is really good, but the Bengals offense with Joe Burrow is really good. Something's going to have to give today. I Bengals coming off of a bye week. I don't know, man. This is do or die for the Bengals right now, if you ask me. And I hear everything you're saying about this Pittsburgh Steelers team that is 8-3. You look at their schedule coming down the stretch. It's not out of the realm, dude, that they might only win a game or two down the stretch. You would have looked at this schedule before they lost to Cleveland and go, okay, well, you can count on two wins against Cleveland, which is going to get them to 10. They lost that first one to Cleveland. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now the game in Pittsburgh against Cleveland, I don't know. It could go either way at this point. So I think this is a huge game for the Steelers, my friend. A huge, huge game with a lot of opportunity for them to showcase an offense that hasn't been so up and it's been up and down. Like, let's just keep it real. Their offense is up and down. The one thing we know about the Bengals, their offense is on fire, bro. So I think the Steelers are going to have a really good game plan against Joey Burrow and the guys. And the way they do that is get after that offensive line that really isn't that good and that will have Joe Burrow running for dear life. But they've got Chase Brown to run the ball for them. They've got two really good wide receivers. We know that. So I think this is a really, really fun game today, bro, because two contrasting styles. The Steelers want to get after it on defense, and the Bengals want to score as many damn points as they possibly can. So, yeah, interesting matchup. Give me your other one, bro.
I was about to say the Ravens and the Eagles. The Ravens and the Eagles, to me, that's going to be appointment television for me. Obviously, with the Ravens being in the AFC North and being the thorn in Pittsburgh's side most of the time and vice versa, the whole thing with that rivalry. But the Eagles, Chiefs record is what it is. But look, Philly's figuring things out. And, Jalen Hurts is playing better. The whole team is playing better. They are arguably the best team in football. And like you can make that argument. And when you got to go into Baltimore, which is a tough as hell place to play, it's going to be a challenge, certainly for Philly, but it's also going to be a big challenge for Lamar, as you and Lamar, I guess, are you besties now or something, that you're mentioning names like that? It's gonna be a knockdown, drag out, black and blue physical game. And if you like football like that, like I do, you're gonna pay attention. So we'll see, but Baltimore has to get a win. They don't want to fall any further behind, Pittsburgh or slip out of the tie for the division lead or anything like that, if that's what it is, to Philly. And Philly just has to keep on doing on what they're doing, because they can go to 10-2. And now you got a Philly team 10-2 and they're playing well. I'll take that out of a Philly team, and you're a Philly guy, that's where you started your career, and I know you have a soft spot for Philly teams, at least the Eagles. So that game to me, I'll be paying attention for sure.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a lot of love for me with all the Philadelphia teams, because like you said, I was lucky, man. I got my start doing radio in Philadelphia. And quite frankly, I loved my time when I was going to Philadelphia from the West Coast and spending time on that field with Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb and those guys, man. It was a hell of a run for me in the 90s, bro. It was awesome. So, yes, my roots are Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's where I was born and raised. But Philadelphia took me in, man. And I don't know how you feel about certain things, but when you get let into something that is extremely difficult, a tough market to crack, and you know as well as I do, man. And Philadelphia Eagle fans, they wear their emotions on their sleeves. All the Philadelphia teams wear their emotions on their sleeves. And I got to experience that up close and personal, dude. I'm telling you what, there's nothing like it. And I'm a huge Wisconsin fan. But I'll tell you what, the passion of the Eagles and the passion of all those Philadelphia fans, it's second to none, man. We got to take a break. I know. We'll do it. We'll come back and we'll continue talking about the NFL Week 13, baby. It's here. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact.
And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and you could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And remember, get to the fan page for the Dorf on Sports Facebook page, because Mike has loaded it up with ASU stuff from the game on Saturday, which I appreciate. It's good stuff. It's great content. We are behind the scenes people. We try to bring you up and close and personal to what we get to take in, more so Mike gets to take in, because I put him on the road, man. Dorfman stays home and watches basically everything while Mike keys in on certain things, which is more than appreciated. I want to key in on something with you real quickly, because I think it's made a huge impact for obviously the two teams we were just talking about, the Eagles and the Ravens. We haven't talked much about the Thursday action, but it's made a real impact for one of the teams on Thursday as well, the Green Bay Packers. And if you have any idea what I'm talking about running backs, okay? Look, Josh Jacobs has been absolutely incredible for the Green Bay Packers. But you know what? So has Derrick Henry, and so has Saquon Barkley been amazing for the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, I think that that's something to watch today in that game, Mike. Will Saquon Barkley continue his assault on the ground? Will Derrick Henry continue his assault on the ground? And quite frankly,
right,
is it more important? I'm wondering which one's more important for who to have a better game. Quite frankly, I think it's more important for – you're going to be kind of surprised with what I'm going to say here. I think it's more important for Derrick Henry than Saquon Barkley, because if you look at how they can use Saquon Barkley versus how they use Derrick Henry, I don't know. I'm going to guess. I don't know the answer to this, but I'm just going to guess, okay? I'm going to guess that Derrick Henry has less than 15 catches out of the backfield all year long, right? Whereas Saquon Barkley gets lined up with linebackers, and you know what? It's a joke, bro. They can't hang with him. But the toughest thing about Derrick Henry is obviously bringing him down. He's a locomotive. You want to get this guy going in the backfield, so you don't see them use him all that often in the passing game. So I think it's really important for the Ravens to be able to establish a running game. And I'll tell you what, I think it's going to be difficult to do that against the front four of the Philadelphia Eagles, man. And then their secondary, I think they're going to lock down a lot of those receivers like Flowers and Bateman, who've had relatively good seasons. The guy that I think needs to play well for them on the offense, more so than anything, obviously it's Lamar, but Mark Andrews, man, they're going to have to fall in love with the tight end today. Like, that's where I see the matchup problems for the Eagles is with Mark Andrews and the tight end situation. Look, if you listen to what I said last week about the Cardinals and McBride, look, the dude had an amazing football game. The tight end is kind of a lost and forgotten thing in a lot of teams. Not for the Green Bay Packers. Look at what they're doing with their guy. Like, dude, it's unbelievable. So to me, I think Derrick Henry has to be able to run the ball very efficiently to open things up for Lamar in the passing game, as well as him to use his feet. The thing that scares me about the Eagles, if Devontae Smith isn't totally healthy, then they can really key in on A.J. Brown, right? Which is going to make the impact of Saquon Barkley with what he does out of the backfield even more important, Mike. And we know the record. Baltimore is like unbeatable against the NFC. This is the game. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Like, I like the Eagles today, bro. I to your point, you could make an argument that the Eagles are a top three team, okay? I'm going to give Detroit the edge, but I'll tell you what, the Eagles are they're the team that I think could beat them in the NFC. And then, look, whether you want to call Kansas City lucky or not, or whatever you want to call it, the record is the record, people, okay? They're 11-1.
Right.
I don't want to hear people tell me that they're overrated or they suck, because those are just flat-out lies, okay? If you're trying to convince yourself that they're overrated and or that they suck, there's something wrong with you. They win football games at an amazing clip, and I don't give a rat's you know what if they're close. They always wind up on top, Mike. So there's something to be said about a team that plays close games and they come out ahead. That's the Kansas City Chiefs. And then here's the other argument I'm going to give people. Dude, look at all the injuries that the Chiefs have had, and they still win football games, man. Like, come on. People have got to get off their own horse, and they got to recognize greatness. The Kansas City Chiefs are all about greatness, Mike.
Rabbi Dorf is in the house, people. Listen to what the man is saying, for sure. I mean, it's one of those things where, and I'll start with the Chiefs and I'll go back to the Eagles. With the Chiefs, you're exactly right. I tell anybody that listens to me talk, and there's not many of those people, but that Kansas City is Kansas City, man. You got Patrick Mahomes, you got Travis Kelce, you got Andy Reid, you got everybody else that goes along with that. Now you got D-Hop down there. Like, it's, you know, they have a plentiful of talent in Kansas City, and they've been injured. And you are exactly right. If you're going to sit there and say that they're overrated, you're going to sit there and say that they're bad or they suck, like you said, then you're kidding yourself and your opinion sucks, and I don't want to even want to talk to you. Like, quite honestly, because you're not looking at the totality of what that team is.
Yeah.
They're going for a three-peat, people. And the other thing, and I'm just kind of ranting a little bit right here, Dor, so just stay with me.
Yeah.
The other thing
like
that
it.
Just drives me crazy, drives me up the freaking wall. All the refs are handing them the game. They're making calls in terms of they want to see, you know, the Chiefs win. If you're going to make that asinine argument, then, you know, stop watching sports, because that's all, like, people want to do now is blame the refs. No, your team sucks. They can't make plays like Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce or scheme up things like Andy Reid. Deal with it. They're the two-time defending champs. They're going for a three-peat. They're going to get in the playoffs, and they're going to cause some issues. Now, moving up to the city of brotherly love there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Andy's second home or third home. I mean, I don't know, because he's just, you know, he's just a millionaire living among us. But the, you know, with Philly, look, it's a huge game for them for sure. I would probably give the Lions a slight edge in a head to head, but Saquon is just breaking everybody's hearts, especially New York Giants fans. You can put Saquon in the MVP conversation for sure. But I think with Baltimore, it's weird with Baltimore, because I look at, they're a great team to me. They still are. I know what their record is, and people are, oh, they're not that great. Yeah, they are. Anytime you got Lamar Jackson taking snaps, you're going to have a chance. I mean, I've seen the guy live and in person. The guy's a video game character. It's crazy. But they get away from using that huge running back that they picked up in the offseason. You know, they get away from that, and there are games, Andy, where that guy, where he has like 8 touches, 10 touches, and he's rushing for 30 yards. And then there's games where they just feed him the rock and he just rolls over people. I mean, that guy makes other NFL players make business decisions when he's coming at them. Because when you got a tackle guy that's what, 6'4", whatever he is, and 265 pounds of pure muscle, yeah, you may end up in the emergency room after trying to take that man down.
Yep.
You know, so it's one of those things where if Baltimore is going to be successful, yeah, you got to rely on Lamar, the passing game, the whole thing. But you also got to rely on that beast that lines up right behind Lamar as well, because he can cause some damage.
Look, my point about bringing that up to you was this, is in the offseason for the last couple of years, the running back has gotten kind of dogged when you think about the earnings that they get compared to the wide receivers.
Absolutely.
I think these guys are reiterating how important the value of a great running back is. Saquon, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, all huge pieces of the puzzle and why their teams are so successful this season. Reemergence of the running
Preach,
back.
Brother.
We got to take a break. Yeah. Yep, we got to take a break. We'll come back, and it's game time, baby. We got to pick our games. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
That's 800-620-1624.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now in our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and guess who's back? Guess who's back, Mike? I'm going to give you one guess. Guess who's back to do the picks with us today? Who's your guess? Give it to me.
Slim Shady.
Oh, man.
You betcha, baby. You betcha this spelled Slim, elite athlete who pulls his hammy shady is right here. Actually, but unfortunately, I am alone right now.
That's okay. Hey,
just the three of us.
LISM does too well anyway, so it's okay. Listen, the first game of the day, fellas, let's break it down. Chargers and Falcons. Look, I think the Chargers are a decent football team. I don't think they're great. I don't think the Falcons are all that good. I think Mike made a great comment a couple weeks ago about the Falcons. They're basically the Texans of the NFC, and the Texans are the Texans of the AFC, or if you can make them, they're the Falcons of the AFC. Like, they have a lot of talent, but they haven't been able to put it together. I know they're coming off their bye week, but there's something about this Charger defense that I really like. I know they lost the last time I watched them when I thought they might be able to pull off a game against John Harbaugh because Jim and his brother were going at it. I like the Chargers against the Falcons this week on the road to kind of lick their wounds from last week's not-so-great game for them. Mike, let's go with you first. Who do you got?
You kind of broke up there. What game are we doing? My apologies.
Chargers and Falcons. I'm taking the Chargers. Okay. I got the Chargers. Who you got?
Yeah, I got the Chargers, too. Absolutely the Chargers today.
MISM, what say you, brother?
You know, I've always wanted to rally around my adopted lightning bolt out here. And I really thought the Falcons were going to do something special. These teams are two mediocre teams that are going nowhere. And just because I have to pick two dogs in my pool, I'm taking the Falcons.
The Chargers are a one-point favorite. So at the end of the day, this – literally, I mean, you want to talk about a 50-50 game. This is a 50-50 game. And to your point, home dogs, like, This is so close. So it's not, that's not a bad pick at all. Steelers Bengals. This one might be a little more difficult. Look, the Steelers have a great opportunity in front of them. They blew it a week ago. Like, let's just keep it real. They blew it. But it happens. It's the NFL. So sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I just think it's one of those weird years for the Bengals where the offense is great, but the defense is such a disaster that it's just too much for them. The Steelers' offense isn't great, but this is a place where their offense could shine. I'm going to take the Steelers on the road, and to a certain degree, this is a must-win, in my humble opinion, for the Steelers when you look at the rest of their slate throughout the rest of the year. Mitch, let's go with you first. Who you got?
I think the Steelers as well. I think the Bengals are basically like the stock market or a sine wave that's really high frequency. They're just all over the place. And the Steelers have had a rise throughout the season. They've had some setbacks. But I think I'm going to the Steelers. I think George Pickens will have a nice game.
Mike, who you got?
Oh, dear Lord, I hope George Pickens has a good game. I'm going with the Steelers today. I think that defense is going to show up for Pittsburgh, and T.J. Watt's going to make his presence known for sure, like he does almost every week. But I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Cardinals.
By the way, that could be the first time that we've all taken the dog in a game.
Interesting. Cardinals playing the Vikings on the road. Look, they're 2-3 on the road. Vikings are 4-1 at home. I think the Vikings are a little bit under the radar as far as how they've been playing all season long. We're all still waiting for them to fall. Could it be this week? I don't know. The Cardinals have a problem usually on the road when they travel. I think the Vikings defense is all that and a bag of chips. And thinking about the 3.5-point spread, I don't know, man. I think the Vikings wind up winning this game by more than 3.5. I'm going to take the Vikes. Mike, who you got?
Oh, I got the Vikes for the same exact reasons you just mentioned. They can be a little scatterbrained, but at the end of the day, I trust the Vikings a little bit more than I do the Cardinals.
Yeah, and you know what? The Vikings did struggle with the Packers. So if the Vikings are on that level or anywhere near that level, we might think the same thing would happen for them today. MISM, who you got?
I like the growth of Kyler Murray. I think he's brought the Cardinals back from something that no one really considered them. But that being said, I'm trying to find more and more reasons not to take the Vikings, and I just can't. So I'll take the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Colts and Patriots. Look, they went to Anthony Richardson. He's lightning in a bottle. Some weeks the guy's great. Some weeks not so great. I think the Patriots play extremely hard football. And this could be the game that kind of does the Colts in to a certain degree as far as their record goes. I'm going to take the Patriots to win this one at home against the Colts. I don't know why, but for some weird reason, I like the Patriots. Mitch, who you got?
Here's another home dog story for you. I'm liking the Patriots as well.
Mike, how about you?
That's funny. I'm going to go, and this is like, God, this is like vinegar coming out of my mouth, but I'm going to go with the Patriots as well.
Wow.
They play hard, and it's just one of those things where, you know, I don't trust the Colts as far as I could throw them, so I'm going to go with the Patriots. Not that I trust them all that much either, but, you know, a little bit more at home for New England.
Yeah, Drake May has shown some signs, so, you know, just who knows. Jacoby Brissett is capable at times, too.
Right.
We just don't know what we're going to get with the Patriots. Seahawks play the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Look, Seahawks are coming off of a nice victory at home against the Cardinals, where that defense really, really stood up and played a fantastic game. This is another really, really close game. I don't know if I've ever seen this. I think the Seahawks are favored by a half a point. Like, that's insane to me with everything that they're playing for versus what the Jets are playing for. I got to take the Seahawks on the road today to get a victory. Mike, who you got?
I'm going to go back to my old Northwest roots, and I'm going to go with the Seahawks. And I'm going to say this. All these people at the beginning of the year that were like, oh, Jets are going to the Super Bowl. Where are those people at right now? I'm just saying.
You know, It's crazy because some of them still have a job and they never were even questioned about what they said. Mitch, who you got?
You know, I'm going to go against my logic where I take a far West Coast team and goes east and plays on an early game or any time of the game. And you'll see my pick later. But I'm actually going for the Seahawks. The Jets are an implosion. Aaron Rodgers said he'll pass if he's thinking about coming back. The only team he wants to come back is for the Jets. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sad to see Aaron Rodgers' career end the way it's ending. I would like to have him have some success as much as we want to jump on him. But I'm all over the Seahawks in this game. Geno Smith and return to MetLife Stadium to go against the Jets who drafted him. Why not? Let's go. Bring it on, Hawks.
Yeah, you know what? You made a good point, man. Just a little bit more riding for Geno. And your point about Aaron Rodgers, man, look, at the end of the day, bro, the guy's best football is definitely behind him. Probably should have retired after Green Bay instead of trying to go out and prove that he was better than everybody and everybody around him. He's a team destroyer. That's what's happened for the Jets as well. So, hey, it is what it is. Titans playing the Coco Manders, baby. Look. Jaden Daniels was great in the beginning of the season, hasn't been so great the last few weeks, making more and more mistakes and showing his rookie that he is a rookie to a certain degree. The Titans are going to come with a dynamic defense, man. I think I'm going to shock you guys. I'm taking the Titans to win this one, guys. I got the Titans beating the Commanders. Who you got, Mike?
You know, I'm going to go with the Commanders. I think it's going to be a really close game. I think this is going to be kind of a fun game to watch. It's going to be a close game. But I think Jaden kind of gets back on track a little bit. Not that he just, you know, has a Heisman moment in the pros or anything like that, but I think he kind of gets back on track in the, like you say, the Coco Commanders pull out a victory.
MISM, how about you?
Wow, Andy Dorf with that bone-crushing, eye-popping, jaw-dropping pick for the Titans. My yep. goodness. We'll see what happens there. MJ, he's delusional. Commanders all the way.
Texans have the Jaguars. Look, man, these are, again, two teams going in different directions. I'm all over the Texans. This is a get-right game. I got the Texans. Mitch, how about you?
I love what CJ Stroud's doing with the Texans. Texans over the Jags by far.
Mike, how about you?
The Jaguars are just looking not to screw up having the number one pick in the draft. So I'm going to go with the Texans in this game, and the Jaguars continue their march towards, futility.
By the way, I just want to mention something. Last week, the two of you jokers convinced me to change my pick from the Vikings to the Bears. It didn't work out so well for me. So with that being said, it's kind of why I got the Titans today to beat the Coco Manders. Rams playing the Saints. This is a huge game for the Rams. Like, dude, I think the Rams, yeah. the Falcons, and the Texans are all very similar. You just never know who the hell is going to show up week in and week out. The Saints play well at home. Like, there is something about the Saints that they do play well, even though their record is 2-3. I think the Rams figure it out today, though. I'm taking the Rams on the road. Mike, how about you?
Yeah, I got the Rams all day today.
Mitch?
I'm at this point in the season, I'm buying Rams, and I am selling Saints.
Buccaneers, Panthers, man. Huge game for the Buccaneers, bro. Huge. Absolutely huge. And if there's anybody in this division that might be scary, it might be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today against the Panthers, and I actually think the Buccaneers ball out. This is a game where I think they're going to feel really good about themselves after the action. I just hope Chuba Hubbard has a good game because I've got him on my fantasy team, but I do want the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the game. Mitch, how about you?
Bryce Young has actually been balling hard with the Panthers. Defense has been letting them down, but I don't think it's enough. So I'll take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mike, how about you?
Yeah, I got the Buccaneers today. They're going to play with their hair on fire and get the win.
Great game here. Philadelphia Eagles traveling to Baltimore to play the Ravens. I think this is the game where the NFC gains a little respect against Lamar and the Baltimore Ravens, who I think he's like 23-1 against. It's absolutely ridiculous how he beats the NFC. So the Eagles need to do something for the NFC, and they need to get this game. I'm taking the Eagles to win a really, really good, tight football game in Baltimore against the Ravens. Mike, who you got?
If I took the Ravens, my son would stop talking to me. So I'm going to go with Philadelphia in this game. I just think they're just a little bit better. And who doesn't like Saquon, man? I got Philly.
Mitch, who you got real quick? And then we got to get the Browns.
I would say week after week, the Ravens have struggled but found ways to win. You know what? I'm all over the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. I love this team.
All right, the Monday Nighter. It's the Browns and the Broncos. I'm taking the Broncos and Bo Nix, baby. MISM, who you got?
The Broncos and Bo Nix. Don't forget the Sunday night game.
What about you? What about you, Mike?
Oh, I'm going to say I'll take the Broncos and Bo Nix.
49ers, Bills. I'm taking the Bills. How about you, MISM?
Bills, and if you look at the reports, it could be another snow globe game, but with cold.
Mike, how about you, brother?
Bills Mafia, baby. Here we go.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and do our parting shots. Let's keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
everybody. Welcome in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out with a great caller, MISM, who is just always part of the program, more than welcome to join us, and that's kind of how we do things. So the more people we can get involved on the conversation, that's what we like. But at this time, we do our parting shots. Before I say mine, before Mike gets his, and before MISM gets his, get at us a couple few different ways. On the X thing, it's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports for me. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, and IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. Speaking of real, MISM, you're up first, brother. Go ahead.
As I'm watching Max Verstappen receive yet another win here to end the F1 season at Qatar, I am looking forward to the chaos that's going to ensue with all the movement in that sport, and we'll see what happens next year. And I can't wait to see what happens with these NCAA championship games and see how things fall out. So
good
enjoy,
stuff.
And most of all, I'm thankful to you and Mike and everyone out there for this wonderful weekend.
Good stuff. All right, Mike, you're up, brother. Mike, you there?
Mike
is he must the scorpion
yep.
got in the line.
Go I'm ahead. Right here. Yeah,
go ahead,
no,
brother.
Yeah, those snakes are brutal out here. Two things. First thing, I'm going to start talking about this a little bit more. But Peyton Pritchard of the Boston Celtics, sixth man of the year, and we lost a giant in college basketball. Lou Carnesecca passes away at 99. Final four appearances, Big East tournament titles. The guy was a legend.
Hey, my parting shot is, I'm thankful for everybody in my life, including Mike, including MISM and my family and everybody involved in my family. So it's a Thanksgiving weekend to be very grateful for everything that we have and share. Have a great day, everybody. Take care. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.